In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith.
It's reported that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِقَبْرِي مَلَكًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed a special angel at my grave. أَعْطَاهُ أَسْمَاعَ الْخَلَائِقِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the ability to hear all of creation to that angel. فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ. And whoever recites peace and blessings upon me until the day of judgment, that angel will tell me his name and the name of his father. And that angel who has specially been appointed at my grave and can hear all of creation, when somebody recites peace and blessings upon me, the angel will inform me and say, هذا فلان ابن فلان قد صلى عليك. This is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, who has recited peace and blessings upon you. Subhanallah. Such an incredible honor that when we recite Durood Sharif, we recite salawat, we recite peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our names and the names of our fathers are presented in his blessed court. Subhanallah. And when this is the power of hearing of an angel who is a servant at the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is there as a protocol to pass on this information and to inform the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of those who are reciting peace and blessings upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this is the power of hearing of the angel who is a servant of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what would be the power of hearing of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself? Subhanallah.